Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me on my first and hopefully not last podcast. My name is Nathan, and today I'm going to be discussing a topic that was brought up in one of my college classes, Tools for the Digital Age. No fluff and communicating to the point. That's what the economy of words means to me. I think that oftentimes people speak to make themselves sound smarter, and at times just to hear themselves speak. I think that by utilizing the economy of words, a person will communicate with a purpose. The words someone speaks should have a meaning. By utilizing the economy of words, a person is required to be an active listener. A person needs to be an effective, active listener in order to be able to communicate efficiently and utilize the economy of words. If you're not listening to what a person is saying, how can you respond without using filler words and asking unnecessary information because you aren't listening? Well, you really can't. By active listening to whomever you are communicating with, you can take time to think about the information they're presenting and respond accordingly. For example, if you're in a meeting with your boss, and while they're speaking to you, you're worrying about the exercises you're going to do at the gym or what groceries you need at the store, you'll probably not be able to respond to your boss without scrambling for words or asking them to repeat what they said. If you're focused on what your boss is saying without distractions, you'll have a greater opportunity to think about a response and respond accordingly. I know that it sounds like a lot of steps when communicating, but it happens so fast you're not really going to know that you're doing it. You're not going to be thinking that you're focusing on the words. You're just going to be able to do it. And you're going to be able to think clearer to give a response that is appropriate to what's going on around you. I hope this helps out, and hope to talk to you again later. Have a good day.